Get the lowdown on this week's must-win game for the Cowboys and learn how the Mavericks can dig out of their current funk. All in this week's edition of the Sports Page. Available everywhere all the time right now from Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Norm will be at the first annual Santa's Dock Party tomorrow at the Lynn Creek Marina at Joe Pool Lake in Grand Prairie. This is a fantastic family event. Bring the kids. Everything goes to Texans Can Academy. You can have your picture made with Santa's reindeer. Meet Randy White, Leon Lett, and Norm. The boat parade is at 6, and the fireworks over Joe Pool Lake begin at 7. Go to santasdockparty.com for more.
By the way, so we are, what's today's date?
The 11th.
So we have 20 more days left in this year.
Yes.
And with 20 days left in this year and subsequently the decade, we have seen the biggest sports story of the decade.
Yes, we have. I think we have.
Bigger than steroids.
Yeah. I can't think of anything
bigger
else.
Than Michael Vick.
Yeah. I can't think of anything else.
By the way, Tim Finchem, if you're just now tuning in, Tiger said he's taking an indefinite hiatus. He will not be playing golf at all in the foreseeable future. They've issued a statement. Tim Finchem has. He says his priorities are where they need to be and will continue to respect and honor his family's request for privacy. We look forward to Tiger's return to the PGA Tour when he determines the time is right for him. By the way,
he being whom?
Tim Finchem, the PGA Tour commissioner.
Okay.
When Tiger was out for the 7 months or whatever,
yeah,
with the knee surgery, TV ratings dropped 50% during his absence.
Boy.
50%.
Look how this is going to affect them, everybody else out there. John Daly said it the other day. He said that they need him, that the tour depends on him.
Yeah, well, the money's there for this year. All the sponsors are in place for whatever tournaments there are. I mean, it ain't going to change anything this year.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if he's done, then, yeah, things change. Things change. God, I can't believe how big that guy is. Wow.
You want to do your Keller announcement?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Out here at, what's the official barn called? What's this place called?
Zuroma.
Yeah, but the hockey place. What's
Nitex?
Nitex?
Yeah.
Here at Nitex in North Richland Hills. The Keller High School hockey team is selling raffle tickets. I guess that they're good enough. A Texas high school hockey team is good enough to be invited into like some big wig tournament up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And they're selling raffle tickets to try to get these kids to go up there, as hockey is not cheap.
That's right. They're going to flip when they see those Keller High School hockey guys playing in boots.
And Stetsons.
Right.
Looking like the King Bucks with hockey sticks.
That's right. And cigarettes hanging out. Like Dick Hicks in Charity Challenge 1.
Go.
All right, how about a nice concert calendar here?
Hell yeah.
Sponsors for this bad boy?
Southern Comfort and Man's Best Friend.
All right. Tonight at the Lakewood Bar and Grill, we have the Covers Brothers.
All right. Now, who do they cover?
Everybody.
Wow, how
various
exciting.
Acts.
You've seen them?
Yes, I have. Some well-known, some not. But this is worth seeing, for sure.
Are they actual brothers?
No, they are not.
They're brothers in Christ, Corby.
Aren't we all?
They're brothers in coverage. At McDavid Studio, Terry Hendricks, Lloyd Maines, and Slade Cleaves.
Huh. Yep.
At what is BST?
Bryan Street Tavern.
Oh, okay. Bryan Street Tavern. L1011.
Yeah. The Slack had to cancel. They
Gee,
were playing.
What's America going to do?
How are we ever going to sort this out?
Oh. No.
Why did the Slack have to cancel?
I don't know, man. But they are pissed.
Yes.
Who is? BST?
No, the Slack. The Slack.
Everybody. It's anarchy.
No one's happy right now.
I doubt it's anarchy.
Gosh. I'll bet it is. It is twist combo anarchy. At Dan Silverleaf, Ian McLaughlin.
Yeah.
Who's that?
He was the keyboard player in Faces.
That's right. The Rod Stewart Band.
Yeah. Right.
So what's he doing?
He's doing a solo thing. He's now a resident of Austin and plays up this way every now and then. At the Granada, Marsha Ball.
Who's that?
That's some bluesy Austin bitch.
She is an Austin rhythm and blues piano player and singer. She's really good.
White?
Or she was back in the 80s.
She white girl?
Uh-huh. Down,
she'd be better off if she's black.
We all would be.
I agree.
At the City Tavern, Jason Bales, Elkhart, and Colin Herring.
I'd like their name better if it was Elk Meat.
I would too. Don't we have a drop of elk meat?
We used to.
Got blown out somehow.
Elk meat did?
Elk meat's gone.
Thanks a lot, Bin Laden.
Who said that?
You did.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, because remember Corby's friend tried to get him to sneak elk meat on a plane?
Oh, yeah.
And you said, elk meat?
Yeah, I was trying to smuggle wild game on an airplane.
Throw it in my butt.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Butt meat!
Saturday at Cowboys in Arlington, Daryl Dodd.
Danny, Cowboy. You better go support your brother.
He's a good friend of mine.
He really is. He did you a solid.
He did. What'd he do?
He gave you a nice write-up on your new record.
Oh, yeah. I paid him, though.
I know.
You better go see him then. At least show up for his show.
You haven't paid me what you promised me either.
Oh, you'll get what's coming to you.
Thank you.
At the House of Blues, Sister Hazel.
Just say it's really good and you're proud of me. All right. What do you do again?
At Bryan Street Tavern, the Rubbers.
Where's the big shows? Where's the American Airlines Center?
Ain't nothing going on right
now,
man.
Skinnered?
It's holidays.
Oh, man. I was hoping for more than this.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, where's
where's Journey?
Yeah.
Where's Fog Hat on Ice?
At Billy Bob's, Stoney LaRue.
God, I hate that name. I hate it so much.
Why?
It's just forced.
So phony cowboy.
Country, yes.
How you doing? Stoney LaRue.
Sounds like a character on the Flintstones.
It does. That's Stoney Curtis.
Monday at the Palladium, the Boxmasters, featuring the well-known actor Billy Bob Thornton.
Whoa, don't call him that.
Yeah, don't bring that up.
Yeah. He may cancel the city of Dallas knowing that a radio host called him an actor.
Sorry, okay?
What a douchebag that guy is.
He is a tool wad.
All right.
And his band sucks.
Stop the music.
What?
In 3, 2, 1. Monday at the Palladium, the Boxmasters, featuring well-known musician and douchebag Billy Bob Thornton.
He'll like that.
Is that better?
He'll really like that.
Pow. All right, resume the music. Thank you.
Box.
Thank you.
Yes, Mike.
Tuesday at the Lakewood Theater, Beetlegrass.
Awesome.
That's Beatles done like bluegrass, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. And these guys are cats, too, that play.
At the House of Blues, Hawthorne Heights.
Stop it.
Okay.
Wednesday at Bass Hall, the Gatlin Brothers.
Hey.
The Gatlin Brothers.
Are they the Oak Ridge Boys?
Yes, they are. They're also the other brothers, the Statler Brothers. It's all the same.
Yeah, what was going on?
And the Wilburn Brothers.
What was going on with the Statler Brothers, the Oak Ridge Boys, and what band?
The Gatlin Brothers.
Yeah, why were they so popular?
I don't know.
Like at the exact same time, you needed four bearded men, one that sang extremely low.
And all stood up there and smiled while they were singing real big.
Yeah, none of them had instruments.
Yeah, that one guy that looked like Russ Martin.
Looks like a cross.
Yeah, cross between him and Baba Booey.
I mean, it was giant teeth. Like such the country bit bands. Were they? I mean, they were. I remember being a little kid and then being extremely popular. But
oh, they were.
Were
huge,
they taken
man.
Seriously within the industry?
I don't know.
I mean, it was like a joke. It was like the Village People or something.
Well, I mean, what you had to do in country music then as now to be taken seriously is just sell a lot of records, move a lot of product. God. And they all did.
And have a bit. That helps. I mean, you need a guy dressed in Indian leather and a beard down to his nuts. That ensures country success.
Or you got to be brothers.
Right.
Yeah.
Thursday.
Was that a fart?
At Trees, Super Suckers, and American Fuse.
Let's go to that, Corby.
No, I've seen Super Suckers.
Suck it.
You don't
and
like
it? It's not
like
worth
them?
It.
Yeah, they're good. Come on.
Not worth it. Not worth it, brah. I went with Davey. It was a Davey night.
How'd that end up?
Not good.
Sex?
No.
Did you have to jump the fence to get home?
More than likely, yes.
You drugged some girl back to your apartment and she had to climb a barbed wire fence?
You know what? That's how I knew if girls were really into me or not. Because when I lived in Deep Ellum, to get to the place where I lived, you had to scale like a 30-foot fence. And so it's like, all right, here you go. You want to jump the fence? You want to walk all the way around, which is like a half mile? And if you knew that you were going to get lucky if they climbed the fence.
That's quite a story.
Tell it again. How often did that happen?
Yeah, well,
like once.
Percentage of it?
One time?
One time. Some old Deep Ellum whore.
At the All Good, Marcus Striplin, Brent Best, and John Duffalo.
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 And at the... Oh, no. All right. Okay. At the Reconsider Lounge, Mrs. Potato Dick, Donkey Crust.
What?
And Just the Tip.
Weep.
Yeah, wink. 652 on the ticket. You were too funny.
Cowboys give new
ticket.
Business is concluded for today. We certainly thank you for your time and attention this afternoon. Thanks to the killer out here twisting and tweaking. Thanks to Mr. Irwin on the promotions front. Thanks to the folks out here at Zuroma for having us. Thanks to everyone who dropped by. Been very nice being with you all this afternoon. Back at the mothership, thanks to Danny, Ty, Groots, Barb, and you guys on the phones for allowing us to invade your personal space. Now do stay tuned, because coming up, we have the top 10. That'll be followed by the Dan Patrick Show, Monday at 5:30. That Dunham and Miller Morning Program is back once again, so be sure you check out those little boys and see what they've got for you. And then be by the channel at 3 when we are back with another edition of The Hardline. Until then, you guys stay hard, keep jamming, and we'll see you.
If you were at the Vote for Change in Toledo, Ohio, and Detroit, you got a pleasant surprise. A guy who was not
snake
on the bill
master.
Just decided to show up, and no, it was not the Snake Master.
Come on, pick it up. You're off to a really slow start here.
As Pearl Jam was playing on Saturday in Toledo.
Who?
Pearl Jam.
Right, Greg? Out walks Neil Young.
Any hot bitches?
Danny.
I'll claim that. Were there?
I don't know. That's a... Such a clean drop. I mean, it fits in anywhere.
It does. No matter what situation you're discussing, that's always an appropriate question.
Okay, let's just see if it fits here. So right. I was in church the other day, and the minister, he was talking about some things that would help my life.
Any hot bitches? Or maybe...
It's just perfect.
You know, my best friend died, and well, we were at his funeral the other day, and there was a lot of people there. It was great.
Any hot bitches?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, there was a birthday party for my grandma the other day. She turned 96 years old.
Yeah. She have a lot of her friends there?
A lot of them.
Any hot bitches?
I'll be damned if it doesn't fit.
Anywhere.
It does.
It's the perfect drop.
That is the perfect drop.
We have finally done it. We have come up with a perfect drop.
The left.
The hard line.
KTCK Dallas Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.